words can be.
How are you? The question of the day, question of the hour, question of the moment. Doug Steffen with the usual cast of characters here, including Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Chef Louis DeAngelis is here to give us some special focus on food. Now, there's nothing special about him being here. We talk about food. But there are some things that he wants us to know about stuff that you may be buying that will be important for you to get a focus on. So, as we, Richie, there's got to be some big buildup. Don't we have like a big.
Dun, 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 dun.
Actually, what I want to do is I want to apologize. First of all, I have to apologize to Louis and to people in general who think that I am cruel and callous and unkind. Every once in a while. Why are you laughing? I'm about to apologize.
Doug.
By the way, this is one of those general apologies that's meant to cover all of my transgressions, no matter what they are and when they were and how they were put forth and whatever. Every once in a while, I have to do a disclaimer, Richie, right? Because every once in a while, it's necessary for me to tell you that I didn't mean it and I'm sorry.
Let us hear it. What are we going
to... No, that's it. That's my, apology is, whatever you were offended by, I didn't mean it. And I'm sorry.
All right. So no such as or...
No.
Just in general.
No, I mean, just in general, I say things sometimes that are... that Richie says I have to say everything that's in my mind. That's what makes me good at what I do.
Right.
However,
sometimes... It also would bite you in the butt sometimes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people get upset with me because I say things that they deem to be insensitive. And I don't mean them to be. If I were putting myself in somebody else's shoes, though... For example, I kid Louie and Roberta about being Italian, have Italian extraction. It's amusing to me. I find Italians amusing. And I might use some reference, Italian or some other thing. But we live in such a politically correct society, and it's my desire not to offend anybody. I really don't want anyone to hear anything that I say and take it the wrong way.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's
so
funny?
If you take it the wrong way, I'm so sorry.
Oh, somebody got upset when you were teasing Louie about being Italian.
Let me tell you something. Italians find other Italians amusing.
I mean,
we're the most amusing people in the world.
I think they are.
That
they're
after
amusing.
50 years of teasing each other, the Italians and the Irish, like Louis and Roberto on one side, and then Jennifer and I on the other, we're okay.
I think it's the funniest stuff in the world.
Yeah, you know, we're just like, whatever.
But some people can take it.
You know that
some
Irish
can.
People are better, right, Rich?
So does that mean...
Absolutely.
At what?
In 100 years from now, does that mean all the Muslims are going to be okay with all this?
Muslims, African Americans. Everybody will be fine with teasing.
Blacks. Yeah, right. Jews, everybody that gets offended now by things that we're going to be better off.
All right, so tell me which one you like best. This is the gold medal fanfare. We might use this for Louis.
I like the last part of that.
You like that one?
Okay. Sound like Spike Jones to me.
Or here's the common man fanfare. Let's try this. Oh, this is good.
I like
this. Yeah.
Sounds like.
But well, let me tell you something. Whatever recipe you bring with this kind of music, Louis, better be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Just by
the
music.
The first one's better, Richie. That one's too much like a funeral.
Let's go back to this.
So play the better one again.
The first one. Okay, this is the first one. Right.
And the last part of it. Edit out the first part and just do the last part.
Sounds like a cartoon, doesn't it?
I like the first part.
Yeah, sounds like a cartoon.
It sounds like something we'd play when we were all together. Exactly. That's what that sounds like. Yeah. The cacophony of sound. Okay, so Louis DeAngelis, who's our expert chef and guide when it comes to what to eat sometimes. He and Phil Lempert make a great pair because they both are interested in the same thing, and that's what's fishy. Looking at food or thinking about food, and we get a lot of fishy information. Matter of fact, this sort of is a subtle theme through the program today, Louis. I started out, 3 or 4 hours ago, reading the label on the yogurt that I was reading. Why did I start off on that? Jennifer, what were you talking about that I got off on?
We were talking about Taco Bell meat.
Oh, Taco Bell, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now there are companies that are selling you food in a grocery store that are as guilty of the misinformation as Taco Bell is. So you have a list of those companies for us, Louis, right?
Well, I've got a couple of really strange things that have happened in the food world lately. Kellogg's, you know, you trust Kellogg's name for your kids with cereal.
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah, well, busted. Seems that the blueberries and the blueberry mini wheats and the little blueberry specks in those muffins that you buy in the vending machines like at gas stations.
Yeah, those little, they look
the
like
mini
dry
muffins.
Blueberries.
Yeah, absolutely not blueberries at all.
Yeah, no kidding.
What are they?
You know, if you look at a cereal box, the front of the box is always so much nicer than the back of the box. Because the back has to tell you the truth.
No.
And the back of the box, it says on there that there are no blueberries in it. The ingredients go on to say that those little blue thingies that are listed are called crunchlets. And crunchlets, yeah, this is great. And yeah. They're nothing more than sugar, soy, a couple of different blue food dyes, and some flavoring. And those are your blueberry crunchlets.
You know what I want to know? I'm not shocked by this at all. I mean, anybody who thinks that they're real blueberries, come on now. But what I want to know is, why are they allowed to put pictures of real blueberries, strawberries, bananas, whatever it is they claim to be in the box?
The FDA is too busy chasing around raw milk producers who produce a healthy product because the big dairy farms don't like them. There's no interest in this because there's nobody that is – Louis is the only guy in America that's figured this out.
Well,
so when a few other people have figured it out, then it'll become something that someone will have to – we'll have a commission, a grand – we'll have a blue – pardon the pun – we'll have a blue ribbon commission to find out why there aren't blueberries in Kellogg's blueberry cereal.
Well, you know, I've been privy to many board meetings and different companies, food companies, and it always is the same thing. And I could just hear it now at Kellogg's. It's a calculated risk that we're going to take, boys and girls, and see how long we can ride this out until we get caught. Because once we get caught, maybe enough people are going to be hooked on this garbage that they'll keep buying it.
Yeah.
And that's what these companies do.
We already know that they do not care about fines. For example,
it's a light thing.
The diet soda companies who say it's supposed to be 1 calorie, but it's really 20.
Yeah.
And so they pay fines because they still make so much more money having the marketing aspect of 0 calories. It's worth them to pay the fine. What really gets them is, like Taco Bell is going to find out, when you really stop having the long lines at the drive-thru at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, and there is another side to that with Taco Bell. The same thing with we did it one day on a show. I read a bunch of ingredients that had nothing to do with meat, and it turned out that it was the beef in Arby's. And Doug and I were appalled at that.
Right.
But, you know, stop and think about it. When you pay a buck for a hamburger or a buck for something, what do they expect they're going to get, prime rib?
Right.
I mean, you're going to get – you're paying cheap money. You're going to get a cheap thing back. I mean, fast food is the worst thing in the world for you, but we still get in line for it. Yeah. It's just
that's
terrible.
The point. That's the point of the whole discussion. Okay, so what do we move beyond Kellogg's?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Chef Louis D'Angelo is giving us a few things
that
you
got
to be aware of when you buy. And by the way, I've bought that cereal, so I'm the one who's foolish enough. I never looked at the label.
I like that Kashi cereal. They have some good cereals.
Yeah, they do.
It's expensive, man.
Well, that's it. So you buy the Kellogg stuff, but that's expensive, too.
Yeah, $6-7 and it lasts you like 2 days, 3 days.
It's expensive in general.
Yeah. All right, so, Doug, are you ready to go to commercial break?
I am.
I have new go-to-commercial break music for Louie, then.
Okay, good.
We'll be right back right after these messages.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Newsbreak. On January 29, 1886, German inventor Carl Benz was granted a patent for his motor car number one, and so the automobile was born. An invention that forever changed the way we work, play, and of course travel. Daimler CEO Dr. Dieter Zetsche says without the automobile, our way of life would be unimaginable.
Modern society is almost unthinkable without individual mobility. The range everyone has to extend his or her private and professional life based on the automobile is hundredfold compared to 125 years ago, and that is a major lever of the tremendous development the world has taken in this 125 years.
But Dr. Zetsche says there is still room for improvement.
Their need for change is so significant right now that it's fair to talk about the reinvention of the automobile. And whether we talk about the vision of accident-free driving or the vision of emission-free driving, in either case, people to take that task on have to be visionaries.
For more, visit 125yearsofautomobiles.com/en. That's Newsbreak from Daimler.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
The Doug Steffens Show. More fun than free 900 calls.
And now, Fred, back to our program. All right, it's 18 after the hour. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're talking about foods to avoid. Kellogg's, blueberry, whatever's are not blueberry, so stay away from them. All right, what's another example of the sort of thing you're finding that's outrageous?
Okay, on the other end of the spectrum, there is a taco restaurant, pretty popular in Tucson. And in February, on Wednesdays, they will be having, now this is just the opposite, they tell you what's in their stuff. They have lion tacos.
Lion meat?
I heard about
meat?
This guy, yeah. He puts lion. Are they lying about the meat?
No, it's lion.
They do lots of game stuff.
Every Wednesday is Exotic Taco Wednesday. Yeah. And these are the ones that have brought python, alligator, elk, kangaroo, frog.
We're going to be right at home there. She loved that.
Oh, yeah.
And rattlesnake. You know, and
I had a rattlesnake.
Yeah, I have to ask you. You know, is it really, I mean, there's a certain amount of bravado amongst chefs, especially, and Roberta, you got to admit that. I mean, you know, we tell people we can cook anything. I can make anything taste good. But
yep.
At what cost? I mean, I think what happens, maybe am I getting to be a softie at my age now?
No.
Well, when you get older, you know, you're heading for your final exams. What are we looking at with these ads? Was it really necessary to go out and kill a bunch of lions to make tacos?
Well, that's the question. Well, my question is, where do they get the meat from?
Right. They get them from lions, Roberta. That's why they call it lion tacos.
I'm sneaking around the zoo.
Yeah, how to ask.
Chef Louis DeAngelis with lots of great info always when he comes in here, what to look out for, what's good and what ain't so good when it comes to food that's available. Louis, thank you. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time for us to celebrate some birthdays. January the 28th, Friday on Good Day. And Brian Keenan comes up first, drummer for Manfred Mann. He's 67 today, born in the state 1944.
Explain the
He also
reference.
Worked with the Chambers Brothers, Richie.
Chambers
Brothers?
You
didn't know that. Chambers Brothers, yeah.
I did
find
not know
Chambers
that.
Brothers, too.
Right,
yeah, yeah. Chambers Brothers, right up your alley.
Really?
From the late 60s, early, mid-70s. Yep. Find
okay.
it.
Let me see.
Blinded by Light was a big song. Manfred Mann had four or five songs. And the whole thing, the history of their group was not colored by... this man went through a lot of changes in his life, and you can so hear it in the music that he performed. Man, did he make a metamorphosis in sound through his career. So anyway, Brian Keenan, we celebrate you and others who are having their birthday today, including hopefully you. If you're having...
Oh, wait a minute. This is Chambers Brothers.
Chambers Brothers.
Two of them.
Chambers Brothers. Alan Alda's birthday is today. Real name, Alfonso D'Abruzzo. Do you know that?
No. Alfonso these guys, yeah. Time
these
has come
guys.
Today. Yeah.
This would be a good bump.
Yeah, this is
Alan
good.
Alda, born in the state, 1936.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah. So different than Manfred Mann.
Yeah, very cool song. I like this.
All right, see? I know. Richie, I know what's going on.
Very good. I like the next guy, though.
Dave Sharp is guitarist for The Alarm.
Yeah.
I don't profess to know much about them.
They were a new wave band back in the mid to late 80s and had one really good album and then a couple others that kind of got some airplay. And back around when NXS and all those bands were big, The Fix, they fit in that genre. And I liked them a whole lot. Very good.
Oh, well, good for you, Rich. That's nice to know. Mikhail Baryshnikov, who is the ballet dancer from the Bolshoi, as opposed to the BS. He's the. I suppose this could be the BS ballet, right? He was a defector. This is the big story about him. He became an actor as well. He's been in a few movies.
Yeah.
Stuff. Born in the state 1948, so he's 63. But he was a defector. He came over here in a ballet troupe, and these guys were guarded by their. At that time. The Russians have big problems with people defecting. They don't want any of their big
look over
politicians.
There.
Right. So they would send over the KGB whenever, not just to America, but wherever they were. Make sure that they were supposedly protecting them, but they weren't. They were just making sure that they wouldn't get any ideas. And Baryshnikov very boldly, I remember this, it was a long time ago, I bet this was 30 years ago when he defected. He made them look foolish right under their eyes, defecting. And the James, it's not a James Bond movie, what movie was it? It may have been a James Bond movie. They turned the story around to make the story about a woman who defected, but it was the story of Baryshnikov. And basically, you know, that's how sometimes things get like that get adopted. But he's a pretty interesting story with his life. Barbie Benton, the Playboy cover girl, and was the first significant other of Hugh Hefner that we all knew about.
Yeah, in Love Boat
Remember
regular.
Barbie Benton, very good looking lady.
Yeah, Love Boat regular.
Is, she's, what is she, 50, 61 today. Good All right, Sarah McLachlan's birthday is today, Richie.
Oh, I love her.
All right, we got to give Jennifer a few seconds to tell a story about our last one.
All right, sink. Yep.
And my favorite is my boyfriend, Joey Fatone.
You like him?
How old is Joey Fatone today, Doug?
34.
Joey Fatone, 34.
And how does he spend his weekends now, Jennifer?
Okay, so this is a scoop on Joey.
Quickly.
He had a yard sale, and he was selling autographs for $10.
Joey Fatone?
Just
as long as
we get in Orlando.
Oh, my God.
28,000.
Is this you?
One of the traits of the highly creative individual is lifelong intellectual curiosity.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Turns out you can get those cerebral juices flowing through back-to-back exercises.
Crossword puzzles focus your mind and help you to activate prefrontal cortex.
Then boost your brain power further this way.
You're actually writing a story using some of the words from the crossword puzzle. So when you do those two activities immediately following each other, this allows for cognitive flexibility or mental health.
Another two activities to do together are Tetris and online reference searches. Dr. Shelley Carson's book is The Creative Brain, 7 Steps to Maximize Imagination, Productivity, and Innovation in Your Life. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer?
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
33 and change after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am Doug Steffen. Ever wonder about your name and how you got your name and what it means? Doug Steffen. What's a Steffen? What's a Facinelli? What's a McFadden?
McFadden, Steffen. Son of Fadden. The mix and the max right. In Scottish and Irish the means and son of.
All right, so what's Steffen?
I didn't know that.
What is Steffen?
I never looked up your name.
I don't either.
So, yeah. And then,
I can tell you what horn is.
Look that up. When you're looking up Andrea Metcalf, you can look up Doug Steffen as well.
Yeah.
The education in America at all levels has been a part of scrutiny this week. A lot of interesting things going on in the world of public education, whether it be elementary schools, big debate about school size, class size in schools. How big is too big? When do you not get a good education? I think those are all foolish, specious questions. You can get a good education if you have your mind set on getting a good education. If you're interested, if you come from an atmosphere of learning, you have 21 children in the classroom, that's swell. Get more individual attention. I remember in the sixth grade, I had 46 kids in my sixth grade class, and I never felt neglected. I felt I got a great education. From the sixth grade teacher, Margaret Hayes was her name. I can remember it like yesterday. And all this stuff, these people whining about class size.
Back in the day.
Roberta's daughter goes to a high school that is a specialty school, and I'm betting there are probably three or many classes that Victoria takes, Roberta, that had three, four students in them, and that's it.
No, it's a New York City public school.
All right, but how many?
If anything, they have three or four students
are in?
Too many. Her academic classes have 25 to 30.
Yeah, that's what Sean has, 27 in his first grade class.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many are in her drama classes. I think it's about the same.
Well, let me ask you this, Doug. Back
she
when
doesn't
you were...
need... Wait a minute, hold on a second. Just a minute, Richie. Let me get this straight. Your daughter, being your daughter, has to go to class to learn about drama?
Well, don't forget, she is in... Wait a minute. She is in the high school that was portrayed in the movie Fame.
Roberta.
And she's a drama major.
Why would anybody
related to you a drama major.
So, have any schooling on drama?
She goes to school 8 hours a day, 4 hours is academics, 4 hours are the arts, which is drama. You learn different acting
techniques.
Then
she goes home and she gets another 4 hours.
She's learning,
mime. She's learning juggling.
Mime.
She's learning stage combat. They take that instead
of gym. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
We should mime
a radio
show.
Mime?
Can she teach me mime?
Why does she teach you mime?
So I don't have to speak on the radio anymore?
I have a very important topic.
What's that?
Did you get it?
Anyway.
Mime.
Anyway,
mime humor.
So she gets voice addiction.
I just
That's
looked up the derivation
curriculum.
Of the name Stefan. Means not very bright and not very good looking either. I'm just reading it. That's what it says.
Are you making that up or are you telling me?
I swear it's right here.
Yes, he's making it up, Dick.
Not very bright, not very good looking.
Right. No, that's actually, he's in the wrong place.
But a nice guy.
That's under McFadden. Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway.
But very nice, it says.
Very nice, yeah.
So anyway, my question was for you. When you were a teacher back in the 70s for, three or four years?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you ever have parents volunteering? Like, would a parent come in?
Oh,
well,
like
no, you were a sixth grade teacher, so they wouldn't do it at that point.
I was sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth grade English and speech.
One of the great things that saves Sean's teachers is that there's 4 to 8 moms who come in 1 or 2 days a week and volunteer.
That's something that's now more.
That's what I was wondering.
It's a matter of course, a matter of invite these days. There are a lot of parents who are invited to, and they do get involved. In the day when I was a teacher, if you were to do that, it would be, they didn't understand it, and most of the time the kids would poo-poo it anyway because they don't want to be around.
That's what the teachers now say, is in kindergarten, first grade, and a little bit of second grade, the kids are cool with it. But once they get to the third grade, it's like, oh, my God, Mom, please don't come into the class again.
Do you think the room moms, and you'll be able to speak on this, Rich, because Janet is one, but do you think that creates kind of tension between the working moms that feel like they can't be there, so they're... There might be like a divide between the groups of parents?
I wouldn't know because the only ones we really have become friends with the other moms who do.
You have a snotty clique. I knew it.
I guess it is a little bit of a snotty clique. But we do see the other moms at like birthday parties for some of the kids. And no, there doesn't seem to be any tension. Not that I've noticed. But then again, I'm not one of the moms.
If you expose your children to it and they don't fall into the same trap as everybody else does. Some kids say, I don't have a mom.
I will tell you, Miss Deal, Sean's teacher, greatly appreciates the help and is able to do much more because of the help that these moms give.
Let me tell you something. By the time Juliana gets into sixth grade, she'll be a teacher. She'll be teaching the rest of the
Janet?
No.
Juliana.
Oh, Juliana. Oh, yeah.
She's teaching everybody.
She controls the world, man.
There you go.
At 4.
Okay. And well, it's her smile as much as anything else it does. It's 21 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. There is no trickery involved in taking good care of your face. I have before me the story of a lady named Emily. Emily, for 15 days, got in front of a camera every day, and she used the two products that I tell you about with regularity for 15 days. You look at this. We put this up on the website, Richie. You'd think she was Reese Witherspoon now. She looked a lot like like a haggard,
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard, right.
She looked like
Merle
Haggard.
Right.
And now she looks like Reese Witherspoon.
Absolutely. No clinical chemical peels, no lasers, the dark circles are gone. She has chosen to use night skin at night and Tautinol in the daytime. Tautinol is this wonderful product that will bring energy and life, literally, to your skin, and it will protect your skin from the vagaries of the sun, the wind, the people who go skiing a lot, or people who are out at the beach a lot in the summertime. Man, do you know how their faces and their whatever skin is exposed get attacked? Tautinol is aimed at protecting you from all of that. Comes from a company named New Vitality that also produces Night Skin. So you put Tautinol in the day to protect your skin. At night, you put Night Skin on to feed your skin, needs moisturizer. And with the dramatic changes that you see in the picture, some 15, 20 days after night skin and Tautinol get started using by the average person, wrinkles are changed, fine lines.
I need those wrinkle things around my eyes. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, your eyes look pretty puffy.
Oh, man. I need to go to the afternoon show.
It's funny now. You and I both get about the same amount of sleep. Doesn't affect me at all. Doesn't show on me at all.
Man.
But it does on you, for sure.
Yeah, I get tired.
Night Skin. Turn back the clock. Tautinol. Help you support your face. Now, you get Night Skin free by calling 800-607-7078. 800-607-7078. Pay shipping and handling, and you get a free bottle of Night Skin. They have a great deal on Tautinol as well. If you buy a couple of bottles, you get a free bottle. This will really, really attack in the best way possible your skin's problems, so you'll feel good about using it. And with that, you'll feel good, period. Feel better about yourself. Why would you want to do that? Especially when it's free. Night Skin is free at 800-607-7078. And Tautinol, a wonderful compliment for anybody who's concerned about how they want I'm saying it to everybody. I want my body and my face to go back to where it was 20, 30 years ago. So this is the way you get started with this at 800-607-7078.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
David Arquette, Lindsay Lohan, Hollywood is known for celebs who excessively drink or take drugs. And that's not all. An American Academy of Pediatrics study shows nearly 90% of 16 to 19-year-olds say they had their first drink soon after turning 11. And 1 million high school students are already frequent binge drinkers and more likely to use drugs, have sex, and do poorly in school. So what's the answer? Pax Prentice, co-founder and director of the world-renowned Passages Malibu Addiction Cure Center, was also an addict for 10 years who, with the right therapy, survived and thrived. So does rehab work?
Traditional 12-step programs didn't work for me, and they don't work for many people. You must treat the underlying causes in one-on-one therapy. This is what worked for me. I've been clean and sober for 10 years. I was using cocaine, heroin, and alcohol, but I turned my life around, and you can too.
For more on Passages Malibu, to help someone you know or love, call 1-888-520-CURE.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
800-510-8255 on the Good Day program. 15 before the hour, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I are talking about the state of education, mostly because this week we were thinking with the State of the Union address, the president focusing on education. He asked parents to take an active role in their children's education by telling them it's the family that first instills the love of learning into child. I think that's pretty accurate, frankly. And I go back to Roberta on this and use it as an example, not to browbeat all of you, but to think about the atmosphere in which your children are growing. Rich's family is the same thing. And I can see where, because Jennifer's mom is a teacher and Tony and I were both teachers, is that the reason that my children or Richie's children or Roberta's children or Jennifer, in fact, are curious people who like to learn, who are sponges when it comes to information? I'm like that, but I didn't grow up around that. See, I think it has to do with reading. I don't know. Maybe that's not true. My mother tried to get us to read more. It wasn't about reading. It was about me being curious. I was born asking who, what, why, when, how. That's the way I've been all of my life. I'm just a curious sort. And that helps to increase your chances of having a good mind, I guess. But what else is there? I mean, it doesn't hurt. Maybe that's the message here, Roberta. It doesn't hurt to have a parent or parents encourage the kind of learning that you have, but it sometimes works for some children, sometimes it doesn't. I don't think my older sister is a curious sort, and she wasn't particularly well-educated and doesn't, I mean, she's not dumb, but she's not cut out of the same cloth as my sister and I are. And what are you laughing at?
She's not dumb.
No, she's not. She's a sweet, wonderful human being, but, you know, she's not a genius. And I may be first born. She had a different way of, there's an atmosphere that's created, yes, that will induce educational curiosity, a love of learning, whatever it is. And I think we have less of it now, and I don't know why. And maybe that's the thing we have to deal with, fixing this, because we really have and part of the problem is the system itself and the teachers and all this other stuff. But you know what? It really does come back to the individual. And you can do a lot to foster if you have the curiosity yourself. And the problem that I'm worried about is that we have fewer people who seem to be curious in our country. We have more people following the leader, fewer people wanting to be leaders. You can't be a leader if you don't have curiosity.
You would think
it's
so much easier to be curious, though.
Well, because there's
because of the internet.
You.
Yeah.
Right.
You can find
out so much more.
We had to go to the library, or if we were lucky enough to have a good encyclopedia,
right.
Now you can
turn the computer
off.
On now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Although Sean still loves to read, we have some, like a little encyclopedia set for him, and he would rather sit down there and read through the books and see the pictures and do all that.
Really? Yeah. So that's a good thing. By the way, being curious, don't forget today, proflowers.com has this opportunity for you to get 15 sweetheart tulips plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Today only, sweetheart tulips, free glass vase, 800-PROFLOWERS, 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in the word Doug for this great deal from proflowers.com.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save Sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet cat food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
So this is an important thing for families to think in general about the education, the opportunity to be a learner, not to be smart, but to be a learner. And I think that goes a long way toward making your children more successful. After all, isn't that really your job? You want to be more successful because then you egotistically feel like you're successful as well as being a mother or a father. 51 after on Good Day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Remember the color-coded terror alert system? Well, throw it in the trash. There's a new one on the way. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. It's something that became part of our lives post-9/11. The Department of Homeland Security's terror alert system, which used colors to tell us the level of the threat, yellow, orange, and so on.
I would like to announce the end of the old system of color-coded alerts.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
We will implement a new system that is built on a clear and simple premise. When a threat develops that could impact you, the public, we will tell you.
The color-coded system faced plenty of criticism for not being specific enough. Some have joked the only thing it did was indicate what colors to wear so we wouldn't clash with the terror alert. Napolitano says the new terror alert system will offer more details than the old system.
They may recommend certain actions or suggest looking for specific suspicious behavior.
And the new alerts, she says, will actually specify an end date to the alert as well. The new system to be implemented in about 3 months.
We will provide whatever information we can so you know how to protect yourselves, your families, and your communities.
And make no mistake, says Janet Napolitano, terror threats continue to evolve inside the U.S. and around the world. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Looking it over for the weekend, everything seems to be in great shape. Every trail wide open, good, smooth, packed powder in a lot of spots. And, of course, the big storm that rolled through, bringing plenty of fresh powder to many other areas. It was selected resorts in the east, but the riding is there to be had as we get ready to go in the west, where Colorado has been picking up snow for the last week. Arapaho Basin with about a foot recently. They have 97 runs. They're riding some of those powder conditions. The same for Beaver Creek at 149 runs. Also in Colorado, Keystone checks out 135 trails. They stay up to full operation. Winter Park at 134 runs with a touch of fresh snow yesterday. Telluride also in Colorado, 115 trails open. While at Grand Targhee in Wyoming, a steady stream of fresh snow in the last week. 74 runs open at Grand Targhee. Heading to the east, the temperatures are right and good smooth patch powder in Vermont. Jay Peak at 74 runs. while at Killington, almost 70 miles of skiing over 130 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It was a seesaw day on Wall Street, trading light as the Northeast dug out from another blizzard. The Dow inching toward the 12,000 mark, gaining 4 points, finishing up at 11,990. S&P at the 1,300 mark for the first time since August of 08, gaining 3 points on the day. NASDAQ up 16 yesterday. Crude oil down $1.69 a barrel to $85.64. January 28, 1986, 25 years ago today, just 73 seconds into the flight of the Space Shuttle Challenger.
We have a report relayed through the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded.
The crew of seven aboard the Challenger was lost, including teacher in space Krista McAuliffe, and America's space program changed forever. A memorial service to be held today at Florida's Kennedy Space Center to mark the tragedy. The Internal Revenue Service wants to make us all aware of a tax credit available to qualified individuals and families. Today is Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day. Cecile Jones is with the IRS office in Washington, D.C.
If you earned $48,000 or less last year, we strongly urge you to go to irs.gov/EITC to find out whether or not you're eligible for this very important credit.
The IRS says many people who experienced a change on these fronts will qualify for the credit for the first time and may not be aware that they are eligible. The average credit, by the way, is about $2,200. And finally, the mystery of the piano on a sandbar is apparently a mystery no longer. Last week, a grand piano that had been burned was spotted sitting on a sandbar in Florida's Biscayne Bay. Yes, the piano would have been better suited for the Florida Keys, but let me just tell this. Turns out the burned out baby grand was actually placed there a while ago, but went unnoticed until last week. How did it get there? Who brought it there? A 16-year-old named Nicholas Harrington has stepped up to say he got the piano out of his grandmother's garage, and, well, go ahead, Nicholas.
We put it on my boat and brought it down to my house, and then from my house during New Year's, we had a very big New Year's party, and then during New Year's, we burned the piano so everyone in the party could see.
And Harrington says he, his brother, and two neighbors brought it to Biscayne Bay. He has video proof that he actually did this. But why?
It was just an artistic expression, just for the sake of art.
Yes, very artistic. Looks like that piano will just stay there for now, as it provides a place for pelicans to roost. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.